That is someone like you.
Yes.
Oh my God. Me too. And who was that? Was that Mariah Carey doing that run? And I think that's her ass.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we should have started a minute ago, honestly.
And that's why I just picked it up, because I'm like, I know Kid Fury and them don't be coming in.
They
like,
don't. They
go.
You dig. Right. It's
them
a real.
Them niggas be like, pour some more. I know. Chip, you want to say hello?
We are recording.
We're recording.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah. Okay, so you have clicked on the first episode of Say It With Me Now.
Late to the party.
And that was not even rehearsed.
It was.
Get into it. But I guess I'll go first because I keep running my mouth. I'm just going to jump in like the Double Dutch Roll, hey. Even though I'm not even that good at Double
it's
Dutch
Roll. It's your old potty, boo. Go for it.
This is Bonnie B. And
this is Lady Aces. How you doing?
To my left, making the room a lot lighter. And this is Late to the Party, the podcast.
And you guys is late than a motherfucker right now.
I mean, we stay true to our word, okay? Like, we didn't pick the shit just because it was cute. We picked it because it's our life. And our tagline, we are doing and going over social issues from the socially awkward.
Yes, indeed.
We reside in a place called Chicago, or in my case,
called Chicago. Y'all all have heard of it, I'm sure.
And the city called Chicago that don't get no damn respect. I mean, we call it the second city.
True that.
And
true
own that. It.
Oh, we breed some of the most talented people, though. Let's be real.
The most talented.
We have good, great talent.
And
come
you,
out of
if
town.
You can't eat nowhere in the world, you can fucking eat in Chicago. Well, honey.
Let me tell you something. Like, that's what makes this place unique, baby. You got all that culture that's buried under the fucking propaganda, but you know. We'll get to that later.
Yep. We're the punchline. We're the punchline to all fucking jokes. And apparently all crime and just ill intent resides here, even though that's not even the case.
According to what y'all hear, but you know.
Exactly. Whatever. Trump talks shit about the city where he has a fucking hotel in. What the fuck does that say about you, girl?
Indeed.
And we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. So we are a new podcast. And again, our whole shtick, our whole scene is that we are just regular schmegular like y'all. But we have some regular. I am trying to adopt the Cardi B-isms in my life.
All
I'm
right.
just trying. Like, if you
I'm
accept
you.
It, if you accept it. It won't bother you.
That's all right. Keep going.
People have to
bring in the
people
Cardi
have
B
to
spirit.
People
okay.
have to bring out their inner Cardi B. look, Tiff, this for you too. You just listen, okay? So like when we got our pictures in, first of all, I just felt like the fucking Lord, the Black Jesus. The Black Jesus. That's the only Jesus. When I be like Lord Jesus, I be talking about Black Jesus, okay? Like, y'all know the myth of fucking Black Jesus, that every Black grandma believes in Black Jesus. Like,
indeed. Or like, do they? Shit. Like,
yeah, I don't, it like, is 20 motherfucking 18.
I mean, maybe nowadays with Trump in office. But
I mean, when the average
there.
Grandma is 38, so.
Oh, my God. Ooh, shit.
Where's the lie?
Where is the lie?
But anyway, let me get my ass on track, G. I swear to God, I'll be giggling all night on that shit. But we are just regular folks like y'all, Black ass folks like y'all, with a perspective and something to say. And we are not, I don't know, I wouldn't call ourselves the cool kids, but
not
we
at
just
all. Not
see
my purpose,
life from a skewed position. And I just think this is a great opportunity to welcome all the freaks, geeks, jocks, flocks, frocks. whatever
of,
else.
This is a note to all of y'all that hang on the wall with your drink and you just peep the fucking scene.
Okay, and you would want to interact with people more often if they all didn't
but
suck
you're too
and were
smart.
A little dumb.
You're too smart to. You'd rather just observe, right?
Yeah. And we're not talking about other people either, because that sounds a little shitty. Like, everybody is invited to late to the party. Like,
Indeed.
You have ever felt a little off socially.
But we're the type that are definitely not, you know, we don't care if we're late. We don't give a damn
oh my
if
God,
we
honey.
Have the right attire on. We are here. We are ready to drink.
So we will one day
to
tell y'all the fucking origin stories of how we came to this motherfucking podcast title. But we're going to say that for another day.
Sure,
and we're going to keep going on. I just wanted to give you a little, you know, a little something of what the podcast is about. And then we're going to go.
And maybe we should give them a little background about us.
Oh, yeah,
you know
shit.
What I mean?
Yeah, you know, we just come ready to talk shit. I know I do.
Pretty much.
Well, who
but
you
I mean,
first?
If you want to talk about us, and as far as Lady Aces and Vonnie V, well, let's talk about how we were roommates for 3 years straight.
Oh, yeah.
When we were in college.
Okay, we can tell that one.
You know what I mean?
Story.
And you know, what the fuck? Is it
we was basically
10 years later, 12 years
no,
later.
No, I was thinking
friends?
About that bitch. Shit. We met in spring 2006.
Oh my God, that's been 12
it's
years.
It's been 12
Holy
years.
Fuck.
I was thinking about that earlier today. It's
wow.
been 12. We've known each other. We're 30. Well, you're 31.
31.
Now.
I just turned 31. Yeah. Cancer season. Hey, shout out to my cancer love in the house anyway.
And Leo's, we're coming up shortly. It is almost our time. But now for real, we definitely met.
Okay, the Sages are in the background.
We have to address,
but I'm not even going to pay attention to them right now.
They're a Sag, but everybody.
All day. Fuck all the other signs, apparently, you know.
Okay, but I just have to reach out to the world. Even though we're talking a little bit of shit. I still believe hashtag everybody needs a Sag.
Absolutely.
I'm making
you know
it
what?
A thing.
I believe this
I'm
shit.
Making it a thing.
No, get a Sag in your life. This is essential.
Like, for real.
Because this Sag will keep you on the straight and narrow because they will tell you what the fuck it is. And then they will tell you, listen.
And
like,
they won't make you feel that dumb about it.
Oh, they will. Yes, they absolutely
well,
will.
Well, Tiffany be sparing my feelings. And I appreciate it.
No, that's because you have the armor to deal with it, okay? Okay? You have the armor to take that shit. I have seen Tiffany reduce motherfuckers to tears.
Hey,
okay? And we're talking about our friend, by the way, who's sitting right here with her beautiful,
the tipster,
gorgeous
the
self.
I'm a great
but
no, no, she is a great. We know you're a great person. But then also, she is also that person in your life that's going to be like,
gonna
all
tell
right,
you the truth. Gonna tell
you
like it is.
Do.
And you're going
to
think about your life in a dark
you
corner.
Think about
and
your
be
life.
Like, what the fuck am I doing with life?
And
they will make
like,
you feel that way.
And you're going to be like, I need to get my shit together. But that's just addressing all of us that's in the room. Yes, we're roommates. We met in college. And
well, we used to be. I'm whole all the way
well,
married
yeah,
now.
You, yeah, we were roommates. That's what I meant. We were roommates in college. She's married. We're grown. Like, we just said we're 30. You know,
yeah.
Practically 30. So, whatever.
And we've been talking shit for a very long time together. You
and
know what I'm saying? We've been castmates, housemates. You know what I mean? We was on the same
oh,
theater
yeah.
group. You know, like, so we, it's just natural for us to vibe back and forth. We feel like, let's package this shit in the podcast form and deliver it to all you great people who are ready to listen.
Okay, and just reach out and just be like, look, somebody out there got to fucking
somebody
see
feels
what
like
I
us.
See.
Okay, somebody out there feels us, okay? And if you do, hit the like button wherever you are, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, wherever the fuck you see this shit broadcasted right now, I'm going to
yeah,
go
no.
ahead and encourage
okay,
you to hit
look.
That motherfucking like
Come
button.
Through. You came through early in the motherfucking. I'm
Before I forget,
that one.
You did.
That,
so.
She said, listen, like, comment, subscribe, share. ChristianMingle.com. I'm going to say, I love this YouTube series called Hey Queen. Shout out to them. They interview a bunch of like drag queens and gay
okay.
LGBT
Shout
you know
out.
Stars and stuff. But he always be like, Johnny McGovern's the host. I love him.
Okay.
He be like us on Facebook, you know, like on Twitter, friend, Instagram,
all that
Christian
shit.
Mingle, blackpeople.me.com,
blackplanet.com,
blackplanet.com,
all of that, MySpace.
And MySpace, if you're still working, we want some likes from your ass, too, bitch.
Okay, because it's all the five of y'all listening, I'm sure. So, I mean, all them five
I
likes
I know some
will
of our
help.
Friends listening, like, I never knew these bitches was about this.
Listen.
Like, yes, we are.
Absolutely so.
But we going to, again, keep it on track.
And
we'll
I apologize to all my family
all
members in advance. Yes,
oh, no.
I have a foul ass
no
now.
No one that
and that's
is
what
in my family better listen to this. Like, I'm serious on everything. Please don't listen to this.
Okay, listen. I grew up in Englewood. What the fuck you expect?
My
it is what it is, and I've always been that way. Shout out Englewood. Hey!
And y'all can't even be here. Y'all can't even be here to see my little poe ass face. My, because I was raised in the suburbs. But I still feel like it was an experience. I basically have half of my life, well, not even half of my life at this point. I was basically like grew up until I was like 10 or so in the city. And then we moved to the suburbs, and that's where my black ass been. And I like it. But
I love
y'all
Chicago.
Just did that shit like y'all was in a motherfucking gang. Like,
hey, listen, it's on site. And all my Englewood people listening know it. It's we are a motherfucking gang. You had to survive in that bitch. Listen. So it was a real situation. Me and my girl talk about it all the time. There's an Englewood walk and everything. When you a black woman in that shit, you had to make sure you was walking, you was ready, and
with
you were
the
out.
Purpose.
You know what? All of Chicago is like. Some of the
suburbs be
worse than the city.
No, that's right.
Well, yeah, nowadays.
Because
sure.
We get all of the rejects.
When I was younger, the suburbs was the shit, though. I just remember the suburbs was the getaway when I was younger.
I just remember.
Right.
They would be like, y'all ain't got no sidewalks.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, incorporate your
association. Oh, my God. And we didn't. And we done had a good bus. Y'all had CTA, and they found the punk ass
paid bus.
That shit don't even.
Okay,
you guys,
back on track.
We back on track for real, cause we black.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the lie? We gonna keep it trucking right along. Again, the name of this podcast is Late to the Party, and we've discussed some things.
Yeah.
We talked it over, we wrote it up, and we are gonna give you our structure and how we gonna, you know, get this whole situation together. Our first segment is called, I'm gonna let you do it. Imagine some sparkles and like the first segment is called
Digging the Sea.
No, that's not the first part.
Oh, fuck, it ain't. Wait, I thought tea time, and I thought that was
no,
what
this
doing.
Is tea time.
Nigga, whole time. I'm thinking we are past.
No, nigga. We have to officially
that
announce
wasn't even
tea
intro.
Time.
Goddamn, okay.
That's okay, because we're going to cut a lot of this shit out. Hopefully.
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 And a note to editor. Okay.
If y'all hear this, then, bitch, you got the extended
note to
cut.
Editor. You know what to put in and what not to. Okay.
Look.
Oh, my bad. Wait.
So.
Okay. All right. So, one more time. We're going to set that up one more time. Okay. The first segment is adding sparkles. It is
tea time.
Tea time. Okay, right.
Where we serve.
Don't try to
tea.
Be in the background. Get in the situation and blowing the spot up.
Where we serve y'all some tea about our weeks.
About our weeks, things that are just, you know, calling out the spirits, just like you're like, immediate, you know, when you see your girl, you like, hey, boo, da, da, da. Just the
you know
first greetings and openings
what's
to everything.
Tea, girl? You dig? What's up
today? Listen, I came in the door and I was like, I just want a long hug.
Yeah, ma'am. Everyone's feeling that way, I feel like straight up. We all need a hug. Group hug right now. I demand it.
Oh,
find your neighbor. Look at them to your left. Put your hand on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Look at them and say, neighbor.
Neighbor. I say neighbor.
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 You are valued. You are loved.
You are valued.
You are loved.
Hunter, we was just talking earlier about how neither one of us has been in church in
like
years.
We just straight up. Like, let's be real. It's been
but
a
we knew scriptures. We was talking about Lot's wife when she turned into a motherfucker.
We definitely were.
Song.
We were talking about Sodom and Gomorrah just a minute ago, definitely.
Again, that's Black Jesus right there. Okay? That's what we honor. But not for real, like, my week, my summer, because I say summer with air quotes, because apparently it's summer. It don't feel like it. It feels like I have went, apparently, bitch.
In Chicago, you never know.
And apparently the motherfucking weather agrees with me, because it
finally, it took it long enough, goddamn.
It said, bitch, do you know I looked at WGN yesterday, and when it said the weather, it said oppressive.
Oh, damn. Oppressive. Fuck.
Girl, I can't get my shit together.
Girl.
Fucking oppressive. It said oppressive.
That is definitely the climate of life right now.
That is
the goddamn forecast for the next 2 years.
You know how I got the colors, and it'd be like green, yellow. It was orange, and it was like oppressive. And I was like, bitch, stop it.
Oh my god.
It was talking about the weather. Apparently, it rained for like 15 minutes yesterday.
Girl, oh my god.
It was the greatest
monsoon yesterday in the fucking rain.
Well, we don't want to give away the
right.
We're not gonna reveal the time, because you know shit. This could be any time. We don't know when y'all listening, but you know, we can give away. Yesterday was the 4th of July.
Indeed, it was the 4th.
And
yesterday.
You know, even me saying that means nothing to me. But
yeah,
I don't even care about cookouts no more. Remember when your whole goal was like, bitch, I want to play.
You guys, that's what happens when you turn 30. Like, this shit just is meaningless after a while. You're just like, okay, whatever. Like, can I stay in the house today? That's what that means. I don't have to work. Okay, good shit.
For real, it's the day when you fucking recover enough to fucking have the courage to take your ass to work the next day.
Exactly. You know,
so, there's that. But
and people were out here popping fireworks in the rain. Like, it was raining last night, and motherfuckers was out here, and I was like, ready to die.
My thing is, you have nothing else to do with your time.
Absolutely nothing. It's fine.
Bitch, I took my ass in the house, bitch. I got stuff to read. I got games, bitch. Like, for real. I got sleep. Let's not forget about that.
Ooh, that was lovely. All that sleep.
But I hate it because I always have that. And I'm not trying to make this sad. I'm just trying to let you know what the fuck going on in my life. Like, I just get that feeling like, I gotta go to fucking work. Like,
oh, y'all know the feeling. Everyone knows that damn feeling.
It's like, no matter how wonderful this is, it's like, bitch, I gotta be somewhere I don't want to be the next day.
And it's the worst. It's just like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when he woke up that day and was like, how the fuck can I possibly live in school on a day like today? It's sunny in the morning.
In the rest of the world.
It's like the best day ever. It's sunny. It's clear. And yet, I have to get up and give all my damn time away. In my beautiful day away to these damn jobs.
And I'm going to say, I mean, you know, this will be my little closing time. I ain't going to say too much. I'm going to hopefully remember. Let me write that shit down. Okay, girl, because I get to talking and we are sipping some, you know, and feeling nice. So I might fucking forget. But I don't know. It's kind of like, I really encourage people to try to, like, leave their fucking place of work on a lunch break. I have a summer job. I'm not going to reveal too much about everything. But my summer job, bitch, what? Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. The thing made a noise. I ain't never heard that noise ever in my motherfucking life. And I had a question. So, I only got 30 minutes, but I'd be like, bitch, I have got to go away from here because I need to have a place that is mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because work is not fucking home. You know, I'd be so mad. I can't take my shoes on. I want to lay the fuck down. You can't do that. You can't do that at work. So I encourage everybody to take their motherfucking ass outside your place of work. But I guess in summary, a bitch is working. I'm trying to stay happy about being booked and just having money to bring in. I'm a trustee. I'm trying to, like, do official shit over here.
Yeah, right.
But, okay, I ain't gonna reveal too much about my motherfucking work, But what I am willing to tell you at this point, you know, when we get to know each other, I'll tell you some more about me. But I work in a customer service field that, and you giggling because you know, because Whiteside described this shit. I thought about this shit earlier today at work. I work in a customer service field with the worst demographic of human being that you could fucking work with. Now, you make that shit up in your imagination of what the fuck I work with.
Oh,
I ain't gonna fucking say it right now today, but am I lying yet?
No.
Okay,
not really.
Then. I work with the worst, the worst demographic. I work with a bunch of white folks, and...
I mean, we all do, shit.
Okay. Okay, yes. Yes, that is true. But it's kind of like, I say that to say this, of that, that shit affects my life. You know? And so, you know, a young nigga working like, I guess that's all. So I work in the customer service field with ungrateful fucking people. It's very I ain't gonna say it's very conservative. It's like fake conservative. I would say that.
Fake conservative.
Because it's like you have to like wear a fucking uniform of choice. Like you have to wear a clear pattern of clothing. But at the same time, you know, you get to skirt the rules a little bit here and there. So I can't complain all the way. But the people I work with, and I mean, I would say the clients. The actual people I serve or work directly with, I'll say that, suck and drain the fucking life out of you.
Straight like that.
Okay. Straight like that. And now it's for you, Lady Ace.
I mean, you know, I've been a web designer, web developer, since I was a damn teenager. And that's pretty much what I've been doing. You know, your resident black girl nerd is what you can pretty much call me. Right now, I am remote, so, you know, I ain't got to be in an office. That's what's up.
Oh, my God, girl.
You know, which reminds me, you need web design services, web design services.
Oh, hell no.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
put a
yes,
plug right now.
Come through. Come through. I wasn't ready.
I'm here for you, okay? Do the whole thing, WordPress, okay? Development from start to finish, business cards, flyers, I got
you. And that's the perfect time to give you guys our email address as well. All
right, go ahead.
A young nigga had a hard time remembering it earlier, but I persevered.
It's a lot of information coming in. You know?
And let me read it. I'm going to say it several times so that you motherfuckers got it. It is, because I had to click officially on... the motherfucking shit. It is latepartypod@gmail.com. That is latepartypod@gmail.com. If you just have some funny shit you want to tell us, we also have a portion that'll be coming up shortly where we do read, you know, letters and give advice the best way our black asses can. Or if you just have feedback in general on the show.
Indeed.
Go ahead. This better come through. I'm sorry. I hear indeed. That just warms my motherfucking heart.
Listen, it's a confirmation and an affirmation to the truth.
To the truth. It's like, I don't know exactly, but I feel you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I respect.
And yeah.
Okay, so what have we just been feeling in our Shondo? What do we just want to express to the world? Can I start?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I got a couple things that has been on my motherfucking soul.
Okay. Let them know how you really feel.
One, now I don't want to give again too much information about myself and ourselves, but I got to keep it all the way 100, and I felt like I talked to the Lord, again, Black Jesus, and I had a word. And I just have to speak it. So, you know, delivery people. Delivery people of all sorts. Whether you are from DoorDash, Uber Eats, or whoever, all the way to, you know, some of our street pharmacists. And smart people will get that reference.
Let them know, girl.
Please get your shit together. And the ever eternal words of one Candy Burris. If you don't want to do it, Don't do it.
Uh-oh.
Because I get tired of having to fucking chase you down.
She said what she said.
Why? I am trying to give you my money. Bitches talk about supporting black businesses all the time. Well, guess what, bitch? Every movement has to start some motherfucking where. And I try to buy black where it matters. And when I am trying to get the best that greenery has to offer, I want to have... I don't know what the fuck I'm... I do know what I'm talking about, but this is crazy. Anyway. But when I'm... For real, though. Like, for real. Like, and yeah, I've said earlier, I know I'm not the street smartest of people. I feel like I know enough to keep myself alive. And I thank God for that, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't... I don't have a shank. Like...
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to, bro, I'm not trying to run
right.
up on you.
I don't
I
have
just
a shank, nor
something.
Do I have the desire to have a fucking shank. I shouldn't have the
out.
Goddamn, why do I have to have one?
Like, my thing is, though, when did you turn into, girl, I talked to, you know who fucking earlier.
I don't know
And
who.
He was like,
ooh. Oh, okay.
Thirsty.
Yeah. No. Okay.
I talked to Thirsty, or rather, he talked to me, because he called me a million and one times.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I hope he listened to this. No, I don't. I'm lying. I take all of that shit back. Everything I said. Don't never tell him this shit exists. You know he will, bitch. And I can't afford to let that go yet. Like, in case shit happens, I can't burn that bridge yet. But I'm just going to speak the truth, okay? You know, he got to calling and shit, and then he was like, because I'm thinking of the situation, the same nigga that could barely hold a date together. Sorry, that's how many years older than me.
Oh, my God.
But he was like,
girl.
But it's true. I'm just saying the truth. But no, like... He was like, gee, I'm not. Just don't nobody in this room tell him this shit exists. That's the fucking agreement. That's the fucking agreement. And if he ever asks, deny. I'm for real. He gonna be like, you got a podcast? What podcast?
We do have video now.
Anywho, girl.
Oh, my God.
And you know this. But anyway, I was just trying to get some information straight with him, and I'm gonna be real. In this Me Too, Miss rewind. This Me Too ass world. Like, I'm sorry, as a woman, sometimes I don't feel comfortable putting myself in, and I don't know what the situation is. I'm being real as fuck. I'm not putting no extra juice on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't feel comfortable interacting in certain instances, especially with a man.
Oh, I understand.
You know what I mean? And being that we do have the history we do, where I feel like there was some sort of overstepping. I don't want to put myself in that situation.
Right.
So I try to keep everything through the text message because I can think about what I wrote.
Right.
And figure out if that's what I meant when
right.
I said it. So I was just trying to just be like, yo, is this what the fucking situation is? Then he gonna call back. Well, you know, I would prefer you call because it's the cloud and then it might have an encryption. And it's like, okay, nigga, I know that.
Oh, wow. Was he really explaining it away like that? Come on now. No.
Listen, I didn't been to college too, bitch. I know about all of that shit and the danger that we have. I know the government be listening, but if they ain't got my ass by now, bitch, fuck
I'm
it.
Saying.
Like, you must
careful
like this
what?
Shit.
What am I going to change that the government
I just feel like, shit, you, might, you must like this shit. This shit must be okay. So, you know, the fact that he kind of, like, tried to kick that to me, I was just like, girl, it's not even that deep. You know me. And who do you know if that's the damn case? Like, what kind of fucking... The most I heard him travel is from here to Texas. So, what kind of fucking espionage, secret service, Kingsman-ass shit do you be doing?
Awesome.
I don't know nobody
I'm
that
Kingsman.
Well. I just watched that movie the other day.
That's my shit, though.
That shit is good. But anyway. So, I'm tired of that shit. That's number one. And I kind of forgot the second one.
Damn. It's okay.
Well, shit. I feel like I said my word.
I mean, but, okay, we were discussing current events.
Like, what, yeah, so, we were talking about what is in your Shondo that you just feel like screaming out to the world.
Can we please discuss the BET Awards, like, you know.
Okay, wait, are we moving into the second movement?
Digging the same. I thought this was what we were.
Well, let's introduce the second. We gotta, like, introduce this shit.
Okay, so,
wait,
my
let
fault.
Me put, no,
oh,
no, no.
I thought this was what we were. See, I'm fucking up.
No, no, no. You're doing it right because you're naturally moving into the second one. But we have to announce it to them so that they know what it is because they don't know what it is.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I'm right in time. Okay, so this is. Okay, sorry. And this is officially.
Oh, we're getting our shit together, y'all. Hold on.
For real?
Intermission.
This ain't gonna be. They're gonna cut this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Well. That was our official ending of our tea time. I feel like we spilled a lot of good tea, right?
For sure.
For sure. And we'll have more. Again, if you will email us at, let me check that email one more time.
Late.
Maybe something just didn't make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you want to have ideas of what we can do with tea time. Whatever little feedback you have, you can email us at latepartypod. Not late to the party. The podcast is called Late to the Party, but Late Party Pod is what's available, so that's why it's our email address.
Amen to that.
Okay. That's LATEPARTYPOD@gmail.com. Feedback you got, hit us back, and
hit
that's the
up.
Situation.
Hey, all right, so now. Let's go into our current events segment where we're digging the scene. What is happening in the world today? What is catching your eye as far as, you know, like, hell, it's a lot of shit. What isn't catching your eye? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that the information never ends. Let's fucking try to pinpoint something. Shit, it's so many things going on right now.
Again, which is kind of the inspiration, again, kind of, you know, our purpose in life of this podcast, because it is too much shit that's going on, ho. I don't be on I'm being real. I'm reclaiming, ho. I'm putting that out there. That's another thing I'm putting out there. I'm reclaiming, ho. I just think it needs to have its time again. Well, you know, you just be like, ho.
I didn't think it
like
left,
I was
honestly.
Up in that ho, like. Anyway, but no, it's so much going on, so it's like you have to really pick and choose what things come across your desk, and when your ass is barely, you know, able to live as it is.
It's hard to see. For me, it's hard to keep up with everything because there's just so much. So.
And then I just don't care.
On top of everything.
Somebody's half naked. This celebrity hates this celebrity.
Right.
And I'm still
this
fucking. I still have student loans.
Like, why do we care? Like,
and
why
Drake.
Do we care for
I feel
real?
Like Drake needs
Drake.
His own category of bullshit.
And Drake.
And Drake. I almost didn't even remember. One day we will put out, no, I mean this shit too. One day we will put out the example of what our logo almost was. Remember I sent you that shit?
Oh my God,
and
yes.
I specifically was like, just put Drake on there. Like, that was in the description because I had somebody make our shit.
You
I
did
can't
not put
wait.
That in the fucking description.
I was like, just put random shit in the background. I was like, put Drake up there. Because I feel like Drake is in. Am I lying though?
As a graphic designer, that's the funniest shit I've ever heard. Somebody came to me and was like, put Drake up there. I'd be like, what?
Do you want to revisit? We ain't going to revisit the past because that's going to just take us on the tangent. But you remember how that shit looked?
Yeah, it was horrible.
And I sent it to you and I was like.
It was like.
I was like. I don't know
first
how
first grader
feel about
on Ritalin drew that shit, and I was just like, "Holy
that
fuck!"
That shit took me back to the original.
I sent her
PCs.
That Will Smith gif where he just give you the side out and twist your neck. I sent her that gif,
and I was with you at the same time, like, "Huh?"
Right.
That shit was crazy, dog. And I was trying to support black business again. Fucking some motherfucker in Africa taking people money.
I would have done it myself, but I ain't had time for all that shit.
But, so, you know, anyway, Drake deserves his own category to keep it on chugging. Okay, so I know, what did you want to start? Because I really do want to, like, go in on that real quick.
Well, it's
the day after July. Really, Justice.
That's our dog.
Our dog / mascot. You will see more of.
He just decides to come into the mic.
Come in the mic, Justice.
Come on, say something, Justice. He just sniffing. Hey, how you doing, baby?
There's no food over here.
Bye.
He left. And he fucking left. Justice ass is the smartest dog in the world.
I love him. He's my baby.
But yeah, so even though it is the day after July 4th, I still would like to have a... Because I feel like people are having the conversation... But, like, I just want somebody to sit down with Nicki Minaj and go...
Yeah, it's time for her. We have to have a talk with
Nicki. I'm sorry, I was yawning
her performance at the fucking award, BET Award. I was like...
I mean, we're gonna really just describe it.
Somebody wasted their damn money, like...
Like, no, for real, though, like... We are just gonna acknowledge BET as a thing, because I have still not, and I probably will never in my life... see the airing in its entirety.
Well, I mean, it's white on, right now?
Yeah, that's why that shit suck ass.
Yeah, there you go. No other answer.
But they trying to get, I heard, you know, I'd be in these podcast streets, and I heard that they are getting Miles Jones, who is like, comedian, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, he is coming back, and he is really bringing some influential people. He was just on The Friend Zone, which is in Connection, like, 3. Like, that's right. Loudspeakers Network. That whole thing. He's really getting up with a lot of, like, young creatives and trying to bring some actual quality programming. It's like, basically, like, don't give up on us. Because, like, we have to remember, this could be a good time to, like, I really want to reminisce BET because... As a black suburban kid, you know, not really in the streets or on that, it did give me a connection to our culture of like...
all of us growing up in that era. Come on now.
Fucking
B2K
would never have a career without fucking BET. Do we not understand? The severity.
This is true. This is very true.
Bat Wow ass season. He crossed over.
Which, oh my God. That's not even talking about Bounce with Me when that shit came out.
Bounce. Here. Fucking little Bat Wow. You just don't know the way you move so fast.
Bounce with me.
I hated that song. I'm going to be honest. Bro,
that was the shit.
It was stupid. Okay, it had like one good part in there. Don't try to sing that because I didn't left that shit behind, okay? But it was a good time. And then the song that I would probably hate forever, I ain't never had nobody to be you gonna always be together. But you tell me I believe it because I ain't never had nobody to me like you.
Yeah.
Oh.
When Sierra used to be a singer.
Aw, poor baby.
Aw, Shade.
Shade.
I will never forget.
Don't act like we wasn't rocking to that 1-2 step, though.
Bitch! Sierra with the bad weave was get... I don't care what she ever says. I don't care what she ever says. Her weave currently looks amazing. She's the only black female to own a baseball team.
And I believe it.
You know? And, oh, my bad. And I love her.
I
think she's the first woman.
Well, all that shit. You know, but bitch, sure, we knew you when you was sweating out some bad. That was some weave out of a pack, girl. I know how that weave came.
Hey, we all have to start somewhere.
Come through. What's the purple? The purple. Everybody knew it was some weave that had a purple pack and shit.
Listen.
And you about some.
Bright neon pink, goddammit, with the gold letters. That's how you knew.
And you run your fingers through it to test the quality.
Black velvet. Anyway.
But anyway, talking about BET, I have such good, like, hits from the streets. Ghetto Mind, 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 Mind. Moo, Sa, Moo. Milk it, milk it, milk it. I ain't gonna never let that shit die.
Never. It's
hits from
dying.
The street. He just used to do crazy shit. See this world.
The L.
Huh?
Maybe he turned
into
L.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it really L?
I have no clue to this day.
Yeah.
I think it's Al. I'm pretty sure that sound right.
Oh, man.
I just remember him when he was in Ha Ha. I need money.
Lord help me.
I'm bad though. But anyway, BET, get your shit together. I could have told
y'all. Y'all been disappointing me for years. I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
and I don't know if that's
stop
what
it.
White people want.
It must be. Like, I have no other fucking explanation.
Or if it's true or not.
Like,
and you just bad.
I know, right?
Because
like,
you know they don't want us to come together. We don't. They don't want us to be enlightened.
I'm saying. So y'all keep feeding us this.
And not all white
people,
but you know the white people we talking about. Don't try to pretend. I hate when a white people person be like, well, you don't have to say all white people. Well, obviously not. We ain't going to never
be
all white people.
I'm going to say this one time. If I have to ever say all anything, it's not all anything. You're just not intelligent enough to understand.
That's
me.
How
I'm
I
sorry.
Feel.
Like, you know what I'm saying. Like, stop. Yo, sensitive ass. The fact that we have to really, you know, make sure your sensitive self is not placed in this generalization. You as an individual, even though we're talking about a broad audience.
Yeah.
We have to specify. I think that's very fucking childish, and you have to grow up. You know what's happening. You know what we're saying.
You know
that's the only time I'm going to say that shit, and we going to keep it moving.
Exactly.
So.
There we go.
On
but,
to the
yeah, BET sucks. Do better. Nicki Minaj, it's time for us to start building a resume, boo. And I don't mean that, because I know.
Oh, no. I
you
give
know,
her that. She has a resume.
Like, she has a resume. Okay, but what next?
But see, the thing is that I feel like it's a real phenomenon of these artists who start young, they start getting old, they understand they have to revamp their look, their brand, et cetera, and they get stuck because other people are coming up after them, clawing up after them, you feel me? And so, bye, baby!
Bye!
Love you!
Love you! Be safe, girl.
Be
bye,
safe.
Bye, podcast.
Oh, you know this is real motherfucking life, so we, you know, seeing our girl all.
Yeah, she leaving the room.
You
hey,
know.
Bye, girl. But no, like it. No,
okay.
Be careful.
I will regret this tomorrow. I made that up in my mind already.
Okay. But no, like, you know, when artists get older, I feel like that anxiety of having to rebrand themselves and really try to break out again is a real issue. Like,
no,
they,
I definitely
you know
get
what, I mean?
What you're saying. Like,
because, you
more
know,
practical-wise, it's hard when you get... Everybody has that fall from grace, I think,
right?
Or most
yes,
people
yes, absolutely.
Have
the pendulum
that
swing. So you're
exactly
going to have your rise.
I'm like,
you're gonna have
this
your fall.
Ain't what I thought it was.
Right, and they get it right. They get to the top, they hit their peak, and they like, no, I want more. This is supposed to be more. This is not what I expected. So they keep climbing for it, and they're like never satisfied. Listen, and this is just a fucking projection because I have never been famous. Never had been rich.
Exactly.
So I
don't
no
know, like, when we all be like,
really
Beyonce
is.
Should do this,
but,
we have no knowledge
but we
of
don't
what
really know. That's
niggas
just, that's
that are that famous.
But
go
if
through.
I were to try to project as that nigga that's late to the party and don't really know, this is what I feel like it would look like, right?
Okay.
So it's like, okay, so, you know, I feel like Nicki is really at a stage where I used to love her, too. Like, I used to love Nicki. You know what I'm saying? Especially when she first came out. It was just amazing. I still love her, but it's like, girl, you... I don't know. You're trying too hard. You really trying to, like... I don't know. Why
my
would
thing
you...
is, what do you have to say? What
nothing,
is your
but that's
message?
What I'm saying. You're trying
Beyonce,
too hard to say
as
nothing.
Much as we, and I'm not trying to compare her and Cardi. I'm not trying to compare her and Beyonce.
But you can't help but because there's not many black artists, female
true.
Artists out there. So you can't help but to compare.
But these artists that we revere, they have a brand. They have a statement. This is me now. That's why Katy, you know, the flipping on the flip side. That's why Katy Perry is catching so much hell because she ain't got shit of substance to say no more.
Exactly.
And don't nobody want to hear that
the
shit.
The times are changing,
especially
man.
When you're a woman. We all know it's true. When you're a woman, you get a certain age. Why you ain't got no babies? Why you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Shit like that. you can't be no teeny bopper no more. Cardi gets away because Cardi is younger. She is newer right. to the scene.
Right.
And we have really seen that growth with her. We're experienced what we experienced with Nicki when we saw, like, Pink Friday. And we
yeah,
saw that initial,
that's
like,
why everybody's
damn,
so turned on to Cardi, real
look
talk.
At this, like...
Because she's a real rag-to-riches, you know what I'm saying, story. So a lot of people can relate to that. And a lot of people can be like, oh, shit, I can do that. You dig? You
and
can relate to the fact that she was nothing and made it. You
it's
dig?
Also a realization of a statement.
Exactly.
Cardi, I am the stripper turn, you know, heart of gold turn legit. I am a businesswoman. I am some, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, I do. Like I'm not gonna lie either. You know, as a sidebar or as a mini topic,
right.
I remember when Cardi was still on Love and Hip Hop, and I had a real aversion to her. Like, I'm gonna be honest,
mm-hmm.
because
most
as
people
a bitch,
did, yeah.
as a bitch who had to get her ass up and go to class,
right.
and I never forget. She says. Girls who don't, you know, hood girls, yeah, they see Michelle Obama, and I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, they see Michelle Obama, but they ain't never gonna be Michelle Obama,
right.
and they need to have somebody to look up to as
right.
well. And so I kind of took that as like, okay, well, are you saying you taking it easy? Like, what are you saying? Because I feel like anybody should have to get up, me with my limited or with my perspective as somebody who did have to work hard for that education, or at least I feel that way.
Right.
You know, I felt like she was originally trying to, I thought it was like a hood rat narrative. I'm not
oh,
gonna lie.
Oh, absolutely.
You
like,
know what I mean?
Like that, those early reality TV, you know what I'm saying, this whole persona was always looked down upon as that fucking, you know, ratchet hood rat narrative. But the thing is that back then there was no perspective of, oh, we can make it through this. We just kind of brushed them aside. Cardi broke that entire, you know what I mean, myth that you can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, through that avenue.
And you can't
so
have
it changes
something.
The entire scope
yeah.
of what reality TV can even do success-wise for
you.
You
can have something to say. You can
right.
make
exactly. You can be a regular motherfucker with
exactly.
something to say, and
ding,
you can
ding,
make
ding.
It. You know what
you
I'm
know?
Saying?
And not only can you just make it, you can find a way to connect. That's what I said earlier. It's like, embrace your inner Cardi, because, like,
mm-hmm.
that girl's fun, too.
And she's herself. She's making money being herself. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got to change a damn thing about herself. And that's what I admire the most. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that she can be herself, get paid to do that shit, make your coin, girl.
So, support. You know, not to take, we did start off with BET Awards, went in on Nicki a little bit, start talking about classic BET. Then went back to Nicki a little bit. Then went to Cardi.
Hey, I mean, you know, entertainment. Hey, it is what it is.
And it's like that.
So, I mean, if you want to get into something deeper, we can talk about Kanye bullshit.
Oh, no. We gonna say that. I'm not dignified. I have not listened to his album.
At all. I haven't supported him, you guys,
and
at
I do
all.
Feel
I have not
sad,
listened to shit
you know,
he's done.
Quote,
and
unquote,
I am.
As a Chicagoan. Like, I'm just
I had
done.
Some more in Kanye. Like, damn, nigga, I cannot support you no more.
Oh, at least not publicly. I'm gonna be honest. I ain't gonna lie to my lie and be like, I don't never. It's this fucking. He did the Power remix. That was not like, it wasn't like widely distributed. And I fucking love, he took, I got the power. He
mm-hmm.
took that and flipped. And I'm like, that's the rawest motherfucker.
And I know
song.
It was raw. That's the problem. I know
shit.
It was because
so
he's fucking amazing.
But
it's like,
you know,
dude, we cannot afford
but
to
I do
deal
catch myself singing his
supporting
lyrics.
Supporting that bullshit.
And
he was talking.
And I'd be like, girl, I'd be like, damn. Like, you know, you had a moment
mm-hmm.
like. Like, R.
And I
Kelly.
Know he apologized, and I know he was like, you know what, I was on meds. And now I understand, but we all are mentally ill. Like, black people, can
I
we talk about that? We all
you.
Are.
I
so,
still
but, I see who you're around.
It's like that relative that you give.
You do not have people around you that genuinely are going to tell you, nigga, you fucking up. You don't
yep.
have that. You feel me? Like, that's, you know, that comes after the fact. You know what I'm saying?
You see him and you give him the sad hug. Like,
exactly. So ew. It's like, I don't know, y'all. It's just like the climate today. I just feel like we just can't afford to be just lollygagging and supporting any old body who just ain't with us. I'm
yep.
sorry. And I don't want it to be that way. I really wish it wasn't that way. But,
well,
if you want to open your eyes and be realistic, we have got to start rooting for us more. And we just don't do it enough.
No, we don't. But a lot of niggas is not. I don't want to say woke, but a lot of people
say
are
woke.
Not. That's why I try not to. But a lot of people are not accepting, and they're not in a place yet where they can do so. So
true.
Until then, I don't care because I listen to the same 7 songs every day any goddamn way.
Okay, I hardly even listen to new shit.
Ever since I have to literally make myself.
I have
stop
to force myself
playing Beyonce.
Listen
like,
to something
you
different.
Listen to this same 9 songs for 2 weeks, bitch. You have got to try to do different. And when it's not that, I play like random old songs. Like I've been literally listening to like. I love LTD Holding On.
Hey.
And you want to know what's crazy? I love it from the fucking New Edition. When the New Edition kids were singing it, I said, that's a motherfucking song. I said, because them kids was hitting that shit. I bet you. Go back and watch that thing.
I had to. I definitely had to.
I'm rewatching that shit. But I was like, well, let me hear the original. And I said, God damn it, if he ain't singing his ass off on that. Man. So that's what I've been listening to. I just listen, and you know we listen to fucking.
I've just been
City
listening
things
to actual just oldies, man. I just been on.
Oh yeah.
I've been on my Teddy Pendergrass, my Stevie Wonder, my Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like I just been on that.
We had a Stevie Wonder set earlier, low key though. Low key though.
Oh, my Temptations, my Whispers, my OJ. I've been on that this week. Don't ask me why. Maybe my dad's spirit.
The spirit of cooking greens and got it.
Right. It must be, man. Like,
girl, that's that shit when you clean your house and cook food too.
It must be. I'm a Cancerian, so I don't know if that's what it is.
Ooh, I like that word.
But
yeah,
I've been feeling that old school shit and I don't want it to die, y'all.
Yeah, we definitely have to, like, I feel like our generation does not really want to accept some of the ways of our predecessors because it's like in a way, not to take, you know, responsibility off the table, but like y'all didn't get us ready for this shit.
You really didn't.
Like
I'm
you
sorry
didn't get
I
us ready for this shit.
We were not ready at all.
And
we
so,
were like
girl, like.
And I know y'all did the best y'all could, but gee, we are so shell shocked right now. As a generation, we are shell the fuck shocked. I need y'all to know. Listen. We are like, what the fuck happened?
Hey,
real talk.
Hey, listen, let me tell you. Like, you know, a little personal business, you know, some people in my family, I have a very sick great uncle, but that nigga wasn't around. I'm just going to be real. I'm going to be real. And again, I hope that none of my relatives ever listen to this, but if you do,
hey, whatever.
It's true. You know, he wasn't really around and he did not do the right things in his life coming up and now his ass sick and I feel bad because my grandma has to take care of him. And sometimes she'd be telling me these things, and I'm like,
right.
I'm not the one to this shit.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be for real. But,
no,
like, it's
exactly
like, bitch, I'm
saying.
Trying to make rent every month, nigga.
No, but you know what's fucked up? People, you know, we're saying that, but there are a lot of people out there that'll go, well, y'all are just lazy, or y'all are just
this, or y'all are just that. No, that was not the way we learned.
Because I feel like we always get backlash as millennials when we say, listen, we are genuinely shocked at how this has unfolded for us. We don't know what to do. We'll pour our hearts out, right? But then we'll get, oh, but you're just lazy. No, it's a different time. Okay? It's a different time. It is just not the same. Like, the way wars are fought is different.
Yeah,
the way
true.
Economics, the money, all of that shit is just different. Okay, money is gonna be out the fucking window.
Oh yeah,
let's
that
talk
shit is
okay
gone,
cryptocurrency
though.
Is here to stay. Money is going out the motherfucking window, and the way we interact with each other has changed completely over the last 15 years since I was young, you know. So our generation went through a lot of transformation and a lot of change in a very short period of time, and a lot of people don't understand that. How fucking shell shocked that was for us, because y'all were telling us one thing. This is how the world is.
Girl.
But then we were tossed into this whole other fucking reality. Like, what the fuck is... And we had to adapt very
and
quickly to this shit.
And you are not fucking lying.
You know what I'm saying? So people understand.
Like,
we are
like,
fucking dizzy, y'all.
When
it's
say,
some real
listen,
shit.
When they say the rug was pulled up under
man,
like,
it literally feels like that way. Like, we just, you know, so it was like... It,
oh, so this is the shit.
And what
oh.
makes it, and what solidifies it even more is when I, you know, help our elders, my mother, you know what I'm saying, my grandparents, they have no fucking clue with technology. You guys, my mama just got an Alexa, right? And she calls me every other day talking about, how do you turn on this thing? how do you like this? But you have to understand how quickly we had to adapt to that environment. How quick we had to adapt to, you know, how technology evolved so quick. It happened like that, y'all. For us as millennials, am I wrong? Am I fucking lying?
We had
to like swim through that shit. You know what I'm saying? It gave us a different mindset. As far as, you know, what you guys taught us, it was a contradiction to what we ended up growing up with. You know what I mean? Just the way shit was. So, it's a lot, y'all. Being a millennial is some shit. I need you to know.
Yep.
It's some shit.
We're going to keep this train a-chugging. Who says that? But we're going to keep... Listen, I'm trying not to fucking pull over to the side because we'll fucking start talking about... fucking the Wiz, and we'd be like, well, that's the end of this podcast.
We will have a whole fucking...
It's gonna, yeah, we're gonna have a... So we're gonna know. Break that shit down. That shit. Like, okay, so the next one...
Oh, my God, that's a fucking show. Okay, go ahead.
Like, I looked over at you, and I was like, please don't start this, because...
Okay, look.
Please, because I want to talk about it every... That's one fucking... I want to talk... I feel like I could watch it a million times. I could listen to the Emerald City.
I've literally watched it a million times.
Every day of my life.
You guys, when the VHS was the shit, right?
Remember that technology?
I had the Wiz. This fucking tape was worn out. That's what I'm talking about. I watched it every day. Yes.
Okay, we're not going to start. Not today. But we're moving on to the next segment, and it is the function. And so this is when, because again, we are late to the party, and even though we don't always feel comfortable in the public sphere because people do suck,
yeah,
I think a large part of our connection to each other and a large connection to the world is through us going out and experiencing either nightlife or just events that are meant to enjoy, you know, for you to enjoy and really shape your... I feel like it's like philosophy according to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it did. Mm-hmm.
You know, you really do learn a lot about people and interactions, and you... I know me, I took all kinds of like conversation pieces and like almost like coursework of conversation by just going to the bar and your people watching and all that other shit. All that shit to say is that we went somewhere and some shit happened. We thought it was funny and we wanted to talk about
y'all
it.
Y'all know y'all be talking about shit y'all be saying going down the
you road. Know.
So basically,
you know,
people watching. We function. So, we have the function. So
the function. There are two functions that we have gone to recently
that I
think deserve to be mentioned. The first of which, even though we are in the first week of July, was June 22nd, right?
Was it? Wait a minute. That was the day before my birthday. What was
it? Yeah. No, it was the 23rd. That Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
23rd. Okay. The 23rd. We had a sleepover.
Yay.
Dun, 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 dun. Lady Aces turned lovely 31 that day. And when I tell
I'm
you...
I'm old as shit right now, y'all.
We have to be a lot happier when we say that now, okay? I'm really trying to, like...
I'm very proud of my age, you
the
guys.
Young
I'm proud
girl
that
I
made it. You know how some women be like, oh, what's your age? And I don't want to fuck that. I'm 31 and I'm fucking proud of it. And once you become 31, you will see why.
Yeah. I mean, if you thought you couldn't give a fuck less, let
me
tell
you. Oh, my God, it's so freeing. It's so freeing.
Yeah, but not enough. Your pockets ain't free. That's the fucking problem.
That's okay, because, you know what I'm saying, the best is yet to come. We just getting started.
I really would like to just wake up and be like, you're 35, you own property, you tried to clean your bills up.
It's
like,
only the world works that way.
Not for niggas, it doesn't. But anyway, we down at the function, and so we had a very rousing. For me, if I had to, like, reflect and muse on it, it was really great as your friend to... It was, I feel like we all agreed that we needed to do something special for you. And, you know, we all, no, seriously, like, we always talk about being busy. It'd be so many times when your ass is understanding, my ass is understanding. It's like, look, girl, I ain't even gonna make it over there today because the way that the world works,
I don't want to go outside. But no, like when you're at an age where you can be patient and understand it, it ain't shit. You're just like, you know what, that's okay. I will see you later, girl. It's okay.
And then I felt like all of us was like in different like stages of tired.
Oh my God, I was trying so fucking hard to just...
Remember when we was at Giordano's mission? I just felt like we was all in the like...
So tired.
I had to drink it away.
And get this, we were so damn tired, but we ended up staying up to fucking 5 in the morning.
To the motherfucking sun. We kept waking up like little motherfucking kids be like...
Having let me just tell y'all, having an adult sleepover. If you've never had an adult sleepover, do that shit
alcohol,
again because
preferably
it was amazing.
Brown liquor.
Brown, go for the brown,
specifically
baby.
Brown, bitch.
Remy, if you can help it.
I'm telling you, brown liquor is where again brown, black Jesus, all of that.
Because vodka's the devil. Like why light liquor is the fucking devil. I feel like brown for whatever reason just gets me more chill.
That is
than,
not
like,
cute. Like, girl,
I don't like that.
I don't, if somebody be like, you want some vodka? No, man, I'm good, I'm good.
Like,
I'd literally rather have Pinot Grigio more than fucking
vodka. Right, I haven't had vodka in years. I can't. Since my bachelorette party.
And we know what happened here.
It was the devil. I had
one day you may hear that, but you probably won't.
One day.
But anyway. No, so we was, girl, we had a good time. It just was very much like, you
it
know
was
what
like
you
a
watch
female retreat too.
It was. It reminded me the closest thing, and I know it's so cliche to say, but Waiting to Exhale.
It was
when they was
like
that, they was doing that little. We was really doing dances and fucking routines, bitch. This is one of my favorite parts. Okay, I ain't gonna say too much, but cause you know it'd be secret shit after motherfucking.
Of course, you can't
you know
a lot of now.
But when we was in the fucking dark, cause this was one of the first times we tried to all go to sleep. But we was like, I don't know how we got on Summer Breeze.
Right? We just
and we in that fucking
shit.
Dark Lizard. Singing Summer Breeze. My eyes. And then when Jazz was like, running through the me.
Had to be there, you guys.
He was like running through the meat. I said, did your ass just say? Did your ass just say me? Ooh, that shit took me. And then your ass with the fucking left hook, girl, of the night that I hope to never forget in my live long days. So we was playing Taboo. So you got okay. So we said add brown liquor. Mm-hmm. You must also put random board games that take some skill.
Right.
You know,
oh my
some
God.
Skill. But then, like, you
we
can still
to, like,
be a
five drinks in 1 hour. I just need to
why did we try to play Monopoly? Like, the, everyone
because, you know
down.
Why? Because Tiffany was, like,
Tiffany
on that
loves
shit all
Monopoly.
Night. She was like, we gotta play.
I love that she loves Monopoly, but I'm like, bitch, regularly, I cannot pay attention. You want me to pay attention under the influence? Okay, cool. I'ma try.
It was Jasmine that fucked up the game, though. She
but
was
I was
like,
glad that she did. Like,
she was like, fuck that car.
She
fuck
was
that
like,
hat.
And listen, I just like because sometimes you need somebody to just be like, no.
And she did not
and
get
she
no
just
fuck.
She that like, shit off, and I was like, look, I also agree.
Listen,
but we played Taboo, and you. So they got the list of shit you can't say, and she was like, we was just talking about her. She looked like a grasshopper, and I said, Brandy, and I said.
Oh, God. You cannot tell that type of shade. That was the fucking between
the
us.
The fact that that was the only motherfucking clue, bro. And that I knew it, and I had the realization at the same time. Like, this bitch is too much. Girl, that was crazy. That was so amazing. And, you know, we were singing songs. We had a whole boy band. I feel like you always got to give it up for the 90s, baby, because that was some good motherfucking music.
I need to throw a 90s 2000s party.
We do.
I just need to do that.
But we need to fucking, people need to be like, look, we going to do shit. So like, don't come in here thinking you just going to drink and listen to 90s music.
No, it's going to be just like the 90s and 2000s. We juking. We doing all that shit. It's going to be all of that.
Okay.
Come through.
Stretch. Take
okay, we house party and we doing all that shit. So
okay, do we have enough friends for this?
No, but you know what? Hopefully our podcast listeners will know what's up.
Oh, that would be
and
so cute.
We are trying to publish fucking
venue. And I thought about that. I thought, because we ain't going to give all of our Grandmaster plans away, but like I thought about like, once we get a sufficient follow, if, when.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, wouldn't it be good to have like, because they have a meetup.com and we could like have a like meetup. Like, niggas that just like,
we
first,
would love to kick
I'm gonna be like, first 20 people. Like, that's it, because I can't take no more.
Oh, yeah, it would be a small.
If 100 people ever fuck, girl, I mean, I would, you know, we would like to have live shows, but like, listen. Where you want me to entertain 100 people, girl, stop playing.
Listen, I mean, you know, it becomes natural after a while. This is our first show.
Yeah, that's true.
Know. We will see what happens. I put it out there. We
yeah, I'm putting
know.
It into the universe. You know, I'm calling it, but I'm starting with 20 people.
Okay. Amen.
Starting with 20 people, girl. But that would be cute. But yeah, 90s, we was did our boy band thing, and then we just stayed up being crazy, and you know, we had secrets, and we had tarot readings.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks to the miraculous lady Aces as well, because she's a Jane of all trades. Jane of all trades. Jane of all trades.
Jane of all trades. Jane of all trades. I like that.
Yes.
Hey.
Shout out to Jade of all jades. She's another podcaster that I really like.
Come through.
But I thought that's a cool name, Jade of all jades.
Yes, indeed, you guys. I am trying to get my shit together in tarot. I think
but
I'm pretty
really good.
Good. I'm good enough to give my fucking friends advice.
Listen, telling my whole life with his word.
You know, thus the moniker Lady Aces. You know, the ace represents beginnings at
ooh,
all times.
Come
and
through
so,
with that numerology,
you know what
girl.
I'm saying? So I'm trying to represent the one, the Lady Aces, you know, the pinnacle, the source. So that's where my name comes from.
The beginning and the
ending. Exactly, the beginning and the ending. And that's what that is. So, if
so
you were ever wondering where that came from.
And once again, if you would like to contact us.
Oh, right. If you want a tarot reading, please let me know. Contact us again. Latepartypod@gmail.com.
There we go. Latepartypod@gmail.com. You spelled it earlier.
And one day I will do live readings on the show. One day.
That'll be dope. And I know a way we can do that, too.
For sure.
If people, like, email their phones.
Right.
You know, that would be dope as fuck.
Indeed. But that's, you know, what my whole thing is. I am a techie as a web designer. You know, I do tarot, and I serve this good tea. So Lady Aces, you can email me personally at LadyAcesOfficial@gmail.com.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little bit of promotion, and that's going to be lit. That would be good if we could just do a show of that, too.
Oh, ooh,
that would be so cute. Well, okay, the second function we have been to is we had a quote-unquote photo shoot last Friday at
our first official photo shoot for Late to the Party.
We ain't
gonna
say
amazing.
Well, but it was a beautiful little bar. What would you call it? It's not West Loop. Where would you? That's just the Loop, right?
No, South Loop. It's just the Loop.
It's
like
just the Loop, right?
Yeah. Brando's in Chicago. Look it up, y'all. They know what the fuck brand. We can promote.
Okay, I want to promote. Okay, look, y'all. It's not that I'm not trying to promote Brando's. I just don't want y'all niggas to ruin it. That's all. And I'm being fucking real. I'm being real as fuck. I don't want to come in there and motherfuckers be like, oh, girl. And I'll be like, no. Don't come in here. We want to save it for us. But shout out to Brando's because they did. We have been patrons for a long while.
Indeed.
And they did us a good solid of just the atmosphere, the people who visited too. It was like a real good array of people, and it lent a very good backdrop to our first official photos. Also, shout out to our photographer / alum buddy. I'm going to look up his Instagram so I can officially follow him
and get him
the literal business.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded kind of gross when I said it. He's about to get married. I did not mean that business. I'm just saying that's gross. But, like, as a friend. Like, you know what I mean? Let me see. You know what I mean?
It's like that we got to get them type of disclaimers.
But for real, because motherfuckers would be like, you said, and I'm like, girl, you know that's not what I mean. But anyway.
Right.
His official Instagram is jhall2502. That's J-A-Y-H-A-L-L 2502. He has a little picture of himself in black and white with a little sign that say some shit. Sega. It's small. Yes, yeah, it's a Sega. But he took some beautiful, miraculous pictures of us.
He's dope, you guys.
We knew
him
in the good old days. In the hood old days.
In the hood old days of ISU.
Of ISU, okay? Yeah. So, he's one of the things. Yeah, so we just hit him up. He does beautiful work if you like our pictures. And what were... I think... You know, it was beautiful shit. Everything was coming together. It really does make me believe in, like, a collective consciousness. But I'm pretty sure the main attraction of our night was one of his compatriots that has non-melanated skin.
Damn.
And our interaction with her. And just...
Who was that person?
I don't know.
Who the fuck was that?
The only reason I can kind of remember her name is because the black man she was trying to hook me up with, who was cool, he was, you know, but it was a girl. but he was like, she got a regular ass name.
I think it began with an S. The man?
I don't want to say her name.
I don't know, shit. Let's just assume it's a man. Let's just call her that. Her name was Samantha.
Okay, that's good. I like that. That's a good, like, white girl name. Like, her name was Samantha. But, like, it is this, as a black person who goes out, and I'm pretty sure everyone has experienced this, this phenomenon where you almost, I don't want to say they trick you, but they really, a white girl who is not of the culture or is not very familiar with the ways of black people, mm-hmm. finds a way of a false relatability with you. And it's, I feel like it's different stages. Like when we first saw her, like, and this reminded me of when we were in our 20s, when we would go out and we would get the bachelorette mm-hmm. parties and like, oh my God, your skin's so beautiful. Oh, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. popular one that has been asked to me at Brando's.
Right.
Is that your hair? Bitch, why are you asking? Are you putting on to it? Like, I understand that you don't see black people, but you cannot burden black people with all of your black questions.
But it's like, you
when I don't
see me,
know you.
Considering the fact that you ask every last one of us the same fucking questions. We all hear the same shit of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
teach
just
said, us to dance.
Like, we all hear the same shit. So y'all know we black. Y'all all ask us the same shit. And frankly, I'm quite tired of it. It's fucking insulting.
And in 2018, you should
have a little
better.
Bit of fucking consideration for your fellow man.
Yeah.
A little bit.
At the end
for
of
real.
The day, leave me the fuck alone.
At the end of the day, I don't need you to treat me like a fucking pet.
And
like,
this is not
real.
An interactive fucking experience, dog.
Like, right, I'm not some shit that you can just interact with for the second. Just because I'm out. Because
and then
that's
want
how I be
us
feeling
to,
like.
It's like they reflect, again, that's why I said this false sense of relatability, because it's like they also, it's like they unknowingly or knowingly, like, make you an attraction, and then they
right,
they make
right.
you feel safe. Or like, what stuck out to me is when we automatically saw her, right, we automatically saw Samantha, and she's like, oh my God, I really wanted to dance. Mm-hmm. And like, they were dancing.
And she almost made herself a circus show in front of us, as if that was going to provoke us to get
she
up
like,
at the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, what the fuck are you? You're not doing this in front of nobody else here. But you want to come in front of the black girls just because we're sitting here and we have a certain vibe and we're up here doing shit,
and
taking
it's
pictures.
Like,
you want to fucking interject yourself into the situation
we
and
don't
be aggressive about
know
it.
You.
We don't know you, girl.
And most importantly,
you know what I'm saying?
We owe you nothing. So we could have been away. Hey, like, and went back to the situation because she came with a friend of a friend. And so, you know, I was trying to, like, interact with her because I feel like it's hard when you, I know that feeling of going out, again, this, like, late to the party sort of topic or feel, when you go out to a party and you go with, like, a good, like, an okay friend, but you are not guaranteed that they gonna stay with your motherfucking ass.
Right.
So you have to try to mix and mingle and sell yourself and try to make a connection with the people that are also at this event. But
right.
I just feel like, where did you learn that that was the proper way to make, like, just talk to me.
But guess what? A lot of people, a lot of them learn from other black people. They reinforce the shit. They reinforce.
That's true. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
False sense of relatability
they
of, like, they
that
trigger
whole
you
shit.
To act that way.
Exactly.
And so they're like, okay, well, I know where this goes because I've met
right.
that
so
black
so it becomes
person.
This vicious cycle of just fucking ignorance and disrespect and no one, no, neither party realizes it. But when
exactly.
you're interacting with a black person that realizes it, we're going to be insulted. Sorry.
And
that's just what it is.
There's always a test conversation, too. Like, we were talking about being in similar fields, and, you know, she was asking me little things. Well, yeah, you know, I would never work that field again because,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, you know, when I worked last time, there was a bunch of, I worked with a bunch of Africans, you know, like West Africans. And, you know, it's
what?
So sad because, you know, sometimes they don't have any. And I'm like, girl, you do not need
Wait,
to tell me
what?
The plight of
Wait.
Black people as if I am just. She's like, because, you know, some white people, what did she say? She said, this is another thing that white people do. And I'm not trying to, like, get mad. Like, I'm not getting mad. I'm just. Forcing
not,
you.
I'm not mad at the truth, listen.
But just
I will never
look
be mad
at what
at
you're
truth.
Saying and then think about that shit so you don't do it anymore. Like, that's really the
I
fucking
mean, it
hope.
It just kills me. Don't y'all understand that enough of us are telling y'all what's happening and y'all just want to fucking ignore it? It is what it is. Like, y'all make us feel less than constantly, all day fucking long. We're over it.
We're over it. And so, in our
it.
Free time away from that system that favors you. You don't get to come over and then try to unload all of this talk on us. I don't want to talk. First of all, I barely know you. Let's come back to that. I don't know
And it's
know
not like
you.
We can't get to know each other. That's not the issue.
But this
don't
ain't
come
the time
over
to talk
injecting
about
your microaggressions on me
ding,
like
ding,
I
ding.
Don't notice, though. You're insulting my intelligence. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
and that's what
that's
I'm saying.
I'm asking.
It's like a test. It's like a test conversation they do with you, and then they try again to get into you. And I don't know if they try to get your insecurities or.
I see. Here's the thing. Like, as a person who understands the nature of spirituality, a lot of us do not understand when we're doing these things. Don't even realize when we're doing these things. And yet, the problem lies in when we don't hold each other accountable for them, though. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
if you're not realizing that you're doing it, and I'm not going to call you out on it, then it's going to persist. You know what I mean? It's just going to keep going.
And I come back to the idea, Aces was not with the bullshit. She
so,
was not with the shits that day.
And that night, I just wasn't having it.
And
it
she
was
had
like,
to
girl,
let that young woman know. This is not how the fuck we handle business. And I was sitting there, girl, because you know me, I'm usually the one slap five, talk shit, but I'm like, girl, she handling that shit today, honey. You was pressing her ass.
Because you're not going to tell me, like.
I told you did that move when you looked away from her. I was like, well, some shit from the start, and I'm not saving her ass. So that's another thing they tried to do. She ain't want no fucking
smoke,
bitch. Not a flame, not a flicker at all. Okay.
And I ain't on that shit neither. I'm a very peaceful person. I do not want.
But I felt like your energy was clear.
But
that's why I kept. I was like,
I mean,
why does she keep talking about this
shit? After 31 years of the same shit, you guys, I've encountered racism since I was 4 years fucking old. It's been the same thing ever since. You would get tired too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a shout out to all my ancestors who dealt with that shit way longer than I ever had to. You dig? Yep. Shout out to them all.
I've been thinking about that too, girl. Like, what are my ancestors thinking about this?
Right, you know, this situation.
They
had to go through way worse just so that I'm here. So I'm grateful as hell. But that don't mean that me being here means I got to keep putting up with this shit. I'm here for a reason, and you're not gonna keep disrespecting me. I'm sorry.
I feel like she found out something about her life, or maybe not. Like,
no, probably not. But
she's. I had to use this word, but I always wanted to use this word. She a fucking dickhound.
Not a dickhound.
Because she came in, because you know you can't say that to no black person, number one. But like, she was a fucking dickhound. Like, she sat down at that bar next to that dude, and I'm like, I know he's looking at her like the. And then she had bad contour.
Oh, man.
And that's unforgivable. And it ain't that, like...
The lighting was bad anyway.
Well, bitch, on her face, too. Like, let's not fucking pretend. Don't try to pretend. Like, it was like, oh, shit, overhead lighting. Like, nah, nigga. I mean, that lighting on her face was not becoming. It looked like dark streets. And I was like, girl, what? Did you
see,
not work out
I wasn't looking at her face that much. I guess not.
How did
because
you not
I
see
don't...
that dark content?
Because I was
screaming.
Trying to get her out of my face. Like,
oh, yeah, you weren't
I
fucking
was not
on her. I forgot.
Giving a shit about any details on her at all. So.
I was like, girl, we don't dress like that no more. it was crazy. And then maybe that's why I'm kind of clowning her a little bit, too, because it just reminded me of, like, 24, 25 of, like, just making not good decisions and seeming like you knew more about a subject that you did not know.
Right, exactly. It felt like I was talking to somebody who definitely hadn't dated, hadn't, like, been in a serious relationship ever. You know what I mean? Just did not know
what
anything.
What did they make you, girl?
So, right.
It was entertaining.
Trying to justify little dumb high school shit. And I'm like, girl,
exactly.
I'm all the way married. You cannot tell me nothing. So,
and
stop.
that goes ahead and concludes the function. We are almost home, girl. Oh my God. We are almost home. So, we gonna only do one fucking... Can I pick the question?
Go right
just
on
I'm
head.
Not okay. So our second to last segment is called
Writing on the Stars.
So
guys.
The writing on the stars. I just felt like Beyoncé and Destiny's Child's writing on the walls in my spirit, and I just had to do it. So I am going to scroll it down. This is like our what people call it, the listener letter or whatever, that you know, basically the advice portion. Well, we try to pull together and come the fuck together with something. Even though we putting our shit together, we gonna try to give you advice, like if you was one of the homies, like you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
Cause I mean, we ain't that old yet, but we got enough wisdom to let, you know what I'm saying, the younger generation know, listen, this is what you do. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, I'm not going to get that one. Okay, the question. So this is, I got this idea also from Jaden XD, which is another podcast that I really love listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a segment where they
shout
do
out.
Questions. Shout out. Okay. Black, keep it black.
For sure.
Where they get questions from Six Brown Chicks, which at Six Brown Chicks at Twitter, where they got random ass crazy
check
ass.
Them out, y'all. It's
check
cool.
them out. Support the, you know, the community. But we just pick random. They have random questions, and this is one that I saw that stood out. And I feel like it's a problem a lot of women, single women like myself, have. Question. I've been digging this dude forever, and on my birthday, I called and told him, I want you. You for in capitals. I wish I had the strength, girl.
Nigga.
I want you for my birthday.
Real shit.
We hooked up and he was adequate.
Adequate.
What is
That's
wrong
it.
With my fucking mouth? Right. Okay. We hooked up and he was adequate. Fast forward 2 years and on B-Days, Xmas, whatever, all he offers is his adequate dick. What the fuck?
How?
So what you gonna tell him?
I'm so confused. Okay, so you've been
You see?
Look, the concept didn't string together.
Let me listen. Yes, it did. Cause I got a fucking word on my spirit, honey. So the question: I've been digging this dude forever, and on my birthday, okay, I called and told him I want you, and I just got to say it like that. I want you for my birthday. We hooked up, and he was adequate. Fast forward 2 years, and on birthdays, Xmas, whatever, all he offers is his adequate dick. What the fuck?
So he has been basically only giving her dick.
It's a smash. It ain't even a smash. It ain't even a smash.
Holiday dick is what we working with here.
I don't even want to call it holiday dick because I feel like holiday dick denotes something that is joyful, joyous, and well, like that one in a million, like, yes, I got holiday dick. I just think of hallelujah.
And she's just saying it's just adequate, you guys. Yeah. It's just adequate.
Well, as a single woman, let me just
But she wanted him for a minute, so what does she do, y'all? That's
no. It reminds me of me age 22, 23, 24, 26, 28, 29. Not as much 29. Not
29. All of them, huh? Just 20s. And
but, girl.
All that shit.
Listen, this was me last summer, low-key, though. But, like, but that was a choice. And that brings
me
to
this. Hey, they're all choices. Listen.
Ding, ding, ding. This is a fucking... You fucking shoot. It's going to say, what the fuck, help. Stop calling him. And this is the thing. This is what I want single women to fucking do. And I don't know. This might be my naivete. I tried to say the word as best I could.
Naivete.
Well, that's how the fuck I said it. But naivete. Yeah. I feel like this is so indicative of singlehood because sometimes you should just, and me of our other friends talk about this shit on the low too, of like, I say, look, whatever you and another person know is what you and another person know. If you want to get your motherfucking fuck on, call that motherfucker up, get what you want. And I'm not saying be a bad bitch all the time because that is not me. I am sometimes clueless when dating and fucking around. Mm-hmm. But I have honestly gotten to the point, and everybody says that you will just get to a point when you are tired of the sorry ass outcomes. I cannot
No,
this is a fucking 20-year-old.
Is she about 22?
She, mm-hmm. I would give her at most 28.
Stop it.
I would give her at
like,
most.
That's my advice to you,
because
bro.
This is, it's a fast forward 2 years. And on birthdays, Xmas, because she mentioned birthdays and Xmas, this sounds like a bitch that has a schedule. So that's why I said this has got to be late 20s at, I hope, the oldest. Because a bitch at 30, I will schedule dick. And I don't care. I'd be like, are you free Monday?
I'm going back out of this conversation because I'm married.
Because she married some. You give a girl some damn advice. Don't try to do it like this.
Married people, do not listen to this segment, goddammit.
Y'all can give your sage advice.
Unless y'all have a nice understanding. That's a whole different story. But go ahead.
Nobody single got no nice understanding.
Hey, you'd be surprised. But anyway.
if you do, you don't let go.
I'm saying, and that's between y'all.
But listen, this is the thing. B-days
and whatever. That's why I was confused. Okay, B-days, Xmas, whatever.
But that means when I'm feeling the fucking spirit and I need some dick and I feel lonely and I... Sometimes you can say, I feel lonely and I want some dick.
Okay, so she's basically his holiday dick. His holiday pussy. That's basically what she is. She is his holiday pussy. Because he knows on his birthday, on the holidays, on all that shit, he has some pussy ready. Whether he is with someone or not, that's what I'm reading.
Damn. Is it just because I didn't think about it like that, but then I do think about it like that. Okay. That's true.
I'm just saying.
It's like, bitch, you are my vacation pussy.
Is that not the case? Listen, 2 years later, on birthdays, Xmas, you are his holiday pussy. That's the problem.
Well,
he's ready. He knows you are ready.
Whole with his
he is ready for you. He just knows whether he's with somebody or not.
And this is my thing.
Listen.
But this is the thing that all single women know. I feel, in my heart, from my experience, all single women are afraid to say that thing. I am afraid that I am not... I am afraid that I am not at the level to request more from him.
Hmm.
And not necessarily... And we... You know, self-esteem is a motherfucker, right? You know...
Yeah, true.
We will be wonderful. We will work our asses off. We will be degree fucking up. But there is something... There's this insecurity, this sensitivity within us of like... I'm afraid to put this want into words because yeah. I'm afraid of that rejection. I'm afraid of him saying no. And so we called that, like with me, at least I've said this in the past. I can't tell you, you know, if it's the case or not. But we will veil it in. I'm just having fun. I don't know.
I know exactly what you're know saying. What I mean? Because listen, like me, my husband now, like he... I told him no the first time he asked me out because it was that insecurity and that fear of, oh, it's not going to be nothing. It's not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like not even knowing your own worth and not even, and then the residuals of going through heartbreak already. You just don't feel like it's worth going through it again. So you hold on to this fear of, oh, I don't want to go through that shit again. So it's not worth it.
You replay that narrative.
Right, exactly.
Like when whoever left you.
And I went through that like full time with him, but he was aggressive enough. and assertive enough to go, no, I want to be your man. So it was one of them things
and
where it
right.
went through. But not, you know what I'm saying? That don't happen a lot. Where it's like,
niggas want
there's
you to
that
come
little
up to
nut.
Them now.
You know what I mean?
I'm serious. And I'm not saying it's a problem. I don't have a problem coming up with to a dude. But here's my thing. I catch like you catch. Or I'm similar. Or I can be. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I'm not saying my game is unlit. But I'm just saying... If you would like me to be a strategist, I can be a strategist. But I'm not, it's the respect and all. I don't want to, if I'm trying to get with you,
see,
I'm not, I feel like it all boils down.
I just feel like it all boils down to people being more honest with each other.
Ding,
like,
ding,
at the end
ding.
Of the day.
And what other people say, the most, one of the most powerful sayings that I have heard, and everybody's probably heard this in some form or fashion, ask for what you want.
Right.
And, you
and
have
be very
to
specific
be,
about that
be
shit.
Be specific, but not only that, we fear the rejection as single
right.
women. It is okay
right.
to be by yourself.
It is.
I am really trying to speak this into the universe and live my
wow.
life as such. Seriously, like, that is my new goal in my life.
Hallelujah.
Is to be so happy with my life being single that it would just be a cherry on top to
praise
find a
him.
Nigga to fucking walk with me.
All right.
And
hold
that's what I'm trying to... I just feel like if I don't get married, because God might say, "You, this ain't for you, girl."
Hey,
he
it might
say
not
that.
Be. Hey, it's
I
not
want
for
it
everybody.
To be. And I need to work on it. And I do realize this is definitely a process. But I am okay enough to be like, I like being by myself. Bitch, it ain't like nothing having that whole bed to yourself.
Oh,
no compromises. I'm eating it all.
She's saying this now, but wait till she get a boo. Then it's going to be a whole different story.
Boot
I
up.
Miss my boo.
I sure the fuck am. I want to say something inappropriate, but I'm from...
Well, shit.
I miss fucking dick. I know this is supposed to be an
okay,
advice
shit.
Letter. But I
we
miss
went
that.
There.
I really do. It's cool. I enjoy it.
All right, we went there.
I'm sorry, but anyway, to your question, because that didn't have nothing to do with, well... She did say adequate dick. I don't want adequate dick. I want fantastic dick.
Okay, darling. You need to seriously understand
block
that.
Him.
Okay. You have the choice to say, listen, I'm more than just my pussy. Because you're talking about his adequate dick. Do you understand his perspective at all? You are
no,
his adequate pussy, and you are
think,
there for holidays. Like, that's what it seems
no,
like to me.
I think, and that's the part, and you were telling me this earlier, I think when it comes to the single woman, we play our narrative,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of reminds me of my girl, she coming back, Issa Rae.
Okay.
What the fuck is that show called again?
Insecure.
Insecure. You know, a lot of women are like that. We play this narrative of like, this has to go. If it don't go this way, fuck it. And if I don't get that nigga on this end, like, some people date people because they waiting to drop the ball on them and then they get treated.
Wow.
And I'm saying that shit from personal experience. So I'm not trying to just idly talk about nobody. Anything I say, you best believe I done probably had a mistake or I have done something truly embarrassing and horrendous. Dating wise, and she, you know why you laughing, because you didn't been there for the whole motherfucking shit. So I have done something to fall on my face. I'm just keeping it real because for me, I know that feeling of feeling lonely and reaffirming that negative talk that keeps you in that space. And it's okay to be like, I'm just not going to talk. I'm not going to talk to him anymore.
Right.
And if you continue to fuck him, that means that it is a safe fuck. And you know what I mean? You have not, you know, popular saying, you have not gotten tired enough.
Right, you haven't gotten tired enough. You're comfortable with that.
Girl.
You're comfortable with being treated than less than, because you are, to me, are literally just, oh, you want to, you are his sock in his drawer, waiting to take it out.
That's warm. The warm sock.
You are the sock in the drawer, honey. Do you want to be the sock in the drawer?
It's
or
like,
do,
I could.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But I don't want to, and even in saying that, I don't want to shame you into making the right choice.
No.
Because we
it's
do fucked
choice.
Up shit.
Absolutely, but you can be comfortable in that. Is
that's
that what you want? Make
what,
the choice.
The girl.
Make that
you.
Choice. Is that what you want? Be real about it
and
then make the choice.
And don't feel embarrassed.
And don't be embarrassed, girl.
I'm
that's what it is.
It is my philosophy. What me and another person know is what me and another...
Exactly.
I go to work, bitch, and I still make decisions, and I might do some ignorant, trifling shit, fucking a motherfucker, and I should have no business fucking.
Everyone should have secrets. Don't you
know?
Ever let
but
anyone know all your secrets. Everyone should have them. So,
you should have some secrets, but also, listen, I'm not letting that shit, the identity of that, make me enough where it's going to stop me from
you.
Living my life.
Like, where this is just your entire existence. It's maybe, and like, if you really need this dick, girl, make him your holiday dick, but don't succumb
and
to
make
being
it,
the holiday pussy.
And my thing is adequate. What does adequate mean? It's the quality of the dick. If it's, it sounds like he got some weak ass strokes.
That's what it sounds like to me. Like he weak as fuck.
Or
and
is
you
it
just
like,
dealing with it, but
this
you
is
feeling
a dick,
him.
That's a dick that I'm fucking.
Dude,
you know?
You're digging this dude forever, right? So listen, like I
just
want to know. I want to know how old she is, right? Because I feel like she don't even know how to identify her emotions when you dig in the motherfucker.
She
giving you just adequate
27.
Dick. I'm saying, listen.
I'm telling you, dog. This is a... Like,
right.
Like, you need, like, I think about it like playing basketball. And you just throw the towel at that shit. Like, don't come
right.
in with that bullshit, dog.
Yeah.
Like, your performance was off, bro.
Right.
And you should be able to,
you
know.
Yeah. So, if it's just adequate, G, you might want to rethink this whole situation. Moving on.
We are at the motherfucking closing time.
Last call,
ooh,
baby.
Last motherfucking call. So... is there anything, what do you want to leave the people, what do you want to leave the children that's on your heart, something we might have talked about already, what we should definitely leave you one more again, if you enjoyed this podcast and the foolishness and the foolery that we have done today,
yes,
please email us at latepartypod@gmail.com, that's LATEPARTY. POD at gmail.com. Notice I spelled that shit for you niggas, so there should be no excuse.
Just be aware that the actual website will be coming out soon.
Coming soon.
LatePartyPod.com. It will be.
We're going to have all that shit. You
we're going to have all that shit soon. We will definitely have all the shows, past, future, all that shit, someplace where you sign up for newsletters, all that.
So hopefully you enjoyed us today. Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Woo!
This is just,
if you made it this
listen,
far.
Listen, like, if you can dream
drink.
Up some shit in your living room, because that's exactly what's
what
happening now. We dreaming up some shit in the living room right now at 12:30 in the goddamn
hello,
morning.
Hello, bitch,
so,
I have got to be at work
listen.
At 7:45 tomorrow, bitch. And I am going to be probably hungover.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't care.
I need you to go for it. Whatever
I do
kind of
care, but I don't care. Like, I want to make my coin, but, like, fuck it.
Like, right, exactly. Listen, I need everyone to understand what you think is what you manifest. I feel like that's going to be my biggest message to my listeners.
What's the word today, honey?
You guys, I need you to understand that you need to monitor your thoughts. Really tune in. Say it with me, y'all. I am the master of my thoughts. I am the master of my reality. I'm the architect of this shit. And I...
I'm gonna say
yes,
so
repeat,
sorry.
Baby. Repeat.
I'm just saying it's okay, cause it ain't nobody in that bitch but you, girl.
Okay, listen. I, you know what I mean. Okay, I, you know, say my inner eye is open to see beyond all illusion, and I'm the architect of my reality. Repeat it with me, you guys. That is what the message I have for you.
That
guys.
Is so beautiful, and I'm about to just fuck up the sentiment.
Yes, fuck it all the way up. It's okay.
You know what I was going to say? If you made it to the end of this fucking podcast.
God bless you.
You know, procrastinate today.
I fucking
today.
Love you right now in this moment.
Get
if
that extra drink.
Whole thing.
Take that extra hit. Buy that burrito. Like, today was my cheap day. I said, I'm getting Chipotle. Like, I'm going to have a motherfucking burrito today and live.
Listen, I haven't had Chipotle in a minute, but today it happened. So,
and it happened. So, I just feel like my thing to share with you is kind of in the same vein. Like, life is short. Not necessarily manifesting, but I just think life is short and we all take entirely too much bullshit.
Yeah. Learn to laugh, y'all. Seriously.
Yeah, learn to laugh at
yourself.
There's
a lot of shit going on right now, and I feel like the biggest advice I can give anybody right now is laugh at that shit. I'm sorry. Like, there's nothing you can do with the fuckery that's going on right now. You
okay,
cannot,
I'm glad you said it.
Like, come on, man. Y'all trying to sit up here talking about, oh, let's go vote. Let's go get the fuck out of here. You know ain't shit changing right now.
These
so,
motherfuckers live completely
all
different
all you can
than
really
us.
Do, thank you, completely different. All you can really do is laugh at the shit. Try to find some type of lightness in your heart in these dark times because you're going to need that light to get through it. But what you also have to remember is that the darkness is here for a reason. Okay, you can't have light without the dark. So don't ever lose sight of the fact that the darkness is here to guide you through what you are not. It's here to remind you what you are not. So if you are not darkness, you won't align with it. But it's always going to be there to show you who you are. So what I say, you guys, is stay optimistic. That's all I can really say. Stay optimistic. You know what I'm saying? Check in with everybody. Support each other as people. Black, white, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Support each other because we're all here to learn lessons. We're all here to grow. So if we're not, you know, listening to each other, then what the fuck is the point? What's the point? Why are we here? I need y'all to tell me. If we're not here to learn from each other, not here to grow, let me know what the fuck we're here for then. And I will wait patiently for a proper answer. Have a good night, y'all.
I second that. And with that, we the fuck out. Actually, aces.
Yay. Hey, that's dope. That's the new Audi. Aces.
Aces.